Okay, let's get cracking. Today we're going to be finishing off Maseches Trumos. Very exciting day as we learn Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Tes, and Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Yud. Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Tes is going to be discussing the question regarding whether or not a Kohen can feed Truma to his animals if the food that he's been given is typically fed to animals. Normally, a Kohen can't feed Truma to animals because it's like destroying and wasting Truma, which a Kohen's not allowed to do. But the question here again is whether or not a Kohen can feed the animal feed to his animal, even though it is Truma. Says the Mishnah, Karshine Truma, when it comes to this vet, which is like a bean-like plant that was often used to feed animals, Ma'achilin osam lebehema v'lachaya v'latarnigolam, a Kohen can feed them to his domesticated animals, to his wild animals, to his chickens, and so on. So a Kohen does have the ability to do that. Yisrael shesachar parol mekohen, but a Yisrael who rents a cow from a Kohen machila karshine truma can also feed his animal food to the Kohen, because at the end of the day, it's owned by the Kohen. And if it's owned by the Kohen and he's just renting it, then certainly he can feed the animal truma. However, says the Mishnah, the Kohen shesachar parah miYisrael, but if the Kohen's renting the calf from Yisrael, from a regular Jew, afal pisha mezono se'olav, even though it's the responsibility of the Kohen to feed the animal that he's renting, it's like if you're renting a car, it's your responsibility to fill it up with gas, right? It's still your responsibility to feed the animal that he's renting, but lo ya'achilanam karshine truma, but says the Mishnah, he's not allowed to feed the animal truma, because at the end of the day, it's owned by Yisrael, it's owned by a regular Jew. Our Mishnah now is going to conclude the interesting arrangement made between a Jew and a Kohen. It says the Mishnah, Yisrael shesham parami Kohen, Yisrael, a Jew who assesses the cow of a Kohen. It really belongs to the Kohen, but the Yisrael has more of a responsibility towards the animal because he's assessing it before he gets it. What's this arrangement that we're referring to? So it's a situation where a Yisrael, a regular Jew, agrees to care for and fatten the cow of a Kohen, and the Yisrael will ultimately receive half the profit of the animal. So they're assessing the value of the animal before it enters the Yisrael's domain, before it enters his possession, and then we're going to see, does it go up in value, in which case the Yisrael will receive half the profit, or will it go down in value, in which case the Yisrael is responsible to pay the Kohen the amount that it was worth at the time that it was rented from him. So in this case, the Yisrael is taking added responsibility for the animal, and therefore says the Mishnah, lo ya'achilana karshine truma, you're not allowed to feed such an animal truma, because it's really under the domain, under the jurisdiction, under the rishus of the Yisrael, and therefore you can't feed the animal truma. However, says the Mishnah, similarly, v'kohen shesham parami Yisrael, if the Kohen's the one who's assessing the value of the animal, who's taking responsibility for this cow, ma'achila karshine truma, in that situation, under those circumstances, you would be allowed to feed the animal the karshine truma, this animal food that ultimately is truma, because in this situation, the Kohen's the one taking responsibility, taking achrayas, it's in his jurisdiction, and therefore you're allowed to feed the animal the truma. Continuing now with Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Yud, as we finish off Maseches Trumo, says the Mishnah, Madlikin Shemen Tzareifa Bebatei Kinesios Ubebatei Midrashos Uvimovos Ha'afelin V'algabe Hacholin. So you're allowed to light Truma. So normally, like we've been discussing numerous times until now, when it comes to Shemen Tzareifa, when it comes to Truma that is Tame, Truma that is impure, so a Kohen can benefit from it, can fuel it, and so on, but there's an Isser Midirabbanan, there's a prohibition on a rabbinic level for a Yisrael to benefit from the Truma that was Tame and that was burnt. So when the Mishnah says Shemen Tzareifa, it's referring to oil of Truma that needs to be burnt because it is Tame. Now, in this Mishnah, we're going to discuss some exceptions to this rule, where we do actually allow the Yisrael, a regular Jew, to benefit from the Truma, and the main factor that's going to be important is whether or not there's also a Kohen benefiting from the Truma. Says the Mishnah, Malikin Shem and Tzareva, you are allowed to light this truma in a shul, in a place where people learn, in a dark alley, for a chola, for a sick person, Birashus Kohen, as long as there is a Kohen who is present, as long as there are a Kohen who is also benefiting from the light, you light the aruma, then certainly the Kohen is benefiting as well, and therefore you are allowed to light it and also benefit the Jew. It's similar to the halachos of Shabbos, that if a non-Jew does a malacha for you on Shabbos, as long as he's also benefiting from the malacha, then it is permitted for you to benefit as well. Continues the Mishnah. Bas Yisrael Shenisis Lakoin, if there is a Jewish girl who marries a Kohen, so now she's allowed to benefit from Truma. Vihila Muda Eitzel Avian, she's typically accustomed to being with her father, to spending time with her father, who's a Yisrael, who normally can't benefit from Truma, says the Mishnah. Aviha Madlik Birshusa, her father has the ability to light the Truma in her presence because she's married to a Kohen. She can benefit from the Truma, so her father can also benefit from the Truma as long as his daughter is there in front of her and in front of him to benefit from the Truma together with him. Now we're going to discuss really a case where we're going to also be dealing with this, the question of the Shemen Sereif, with this light of a Truma, with the Shemen, with this oil of Truma that is going to be lit. And there's going to be a four-way machlokas regarding whether or not you're allowed to light Truma in two different places. And one is the Beis HaMishnah, like a party area where you need light for a party. Number two is the Beis Avel, which is a place where mourners are gathering to mourn their loved ones who passed away. So the question is going to be, can you light up Truma in those situations to fuel and to benefit other people or not? And we're dealing with a situation even when a Kohen is present. Certainly if a Kohen's not there, you certainly can't do it. But the question is, even if a Kohen is there, says the Mishnah, Madlikin Bebeis HaMishnah, you are allowed to light Shemen Sereifa, this Truma, in a party house of Lo Bebeis HaEvel, Divrei Rabbi Yehud, but not in a house of mourning, says Rabbi Yehud. Rabbi Yehud is of the opinion that you are not allowed to light this Truma in a house of mourning, because at the end of the day, people don't have nice clothing, and therefore people are going to move it. But in a party house, people do have nice clothing, and therefore people are not going to move it. They're not going to want to get the oil on their nice clothing. So in a Beis HaMishnah, in a party house, they do have the ability to light it there because no one's going to move it. But in a house of mourning, you're not allowed to move it, because you're not allowed to light a Truma there, because we might think that someone might potentially move it, because no one's going to care to get their dirty clothes, their not nice clothes, their unkempt clothing dirty. For Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says, Bebeis HaEvel, the opposite, he says, in a house of mourning, therefore you may light it. Why? Because it's more subdued. And in a more subdued type of environment, no one's going to move it. No one's going to move the candle and the Shemen Sereif for this Truma. And therefore, you can light it in a house of mourning. Of a lo bebeis hamishnah. But says Rabbi Yosi, you cannot light it in a party house, because people are very happy, and therefore they might come to move it, in which it would be prohibited to be used by anyone except for the Kohen. Rabbi Meir, Oser, Kan Vikan. Rabbi Meir says that it's prohibited to use it to burn and to benefit the Shemen Sereif with this Truma oil, both in a house of mourning and in a party house, because he takes the stringencies of both opinions. He holds, number one, people don't have nice clothing in a Beis Avel, in a house of mourning, therefore people might move it, so you can't have it there. And he also holds that you can't have it in a Beis HaMishnah, in a party house, because there too people are happy and they might move it. So he takes the stringent opinions of both and says that you can't move it, you can't light it there at all, because someone might move it both in a house of mourning and in a place where they are partying. Finishing off the Mishnah and the Masechta, Rabbi Shimon Matir Kan Vikan. Rabbi Shimon says that you are permitted to light the Shemen Sereif with this Truma both in a party house and in a house of mourning. And as the bartender points out, we paskin like this opinion of Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon accepts the leniencies of both opinions. He said, number one, you may light it in the house of mourning, because at the end of the day, people are subdued or no one's going to move it. And you also may light it in a party house, because people have nice clothing, and therefore nobody will move it there as well. Quick review, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Test, discussed the case of Karshine Truma, of this vetch, this bean-like plant that was fed to animals. And he said that a Kohen's allowed to feed it to his animals, but a Jew who's renting an animal from a Kohen, he can also feed it, this Karshine Truma, this vetch, because it's owned by a Kohen. But a Kohen renting from a Jew may not ultimately feed the animal this Truma, because it is owned by the Jew. It's all about who it is owned by, except in the case where there's this arrangement where the Yisrael takes this added responsibility of it. It's owned by the Kohen, but he's assessing it and taking responsibility for the profit, for what it loses, and so on. In which case, even though it's owned by a Kohen, you cannot feed a Truma, because the Jew is the one who's taking responsibility for its value. The opposite is true as well. If the Kohen's taking responsibility for its value, even if it's owned by a Jew, then you can feed it this Truma. Then you can feed it this the vetch. And then Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Yud discussed the case of Shemen Sereifa, shemen of oil that is truma, and the question is, can a Yisrael, can a non-Jew benefit? So we said that as long as the Kohen's there as well, the Yisrael can benefit from it in shuls and schools and so on, in a dark alley by a sick person. A Jew can benefit as long as a Kohen is there as well. Same is true with a father of a girl who is a Bas Kohen married to a Kohen, married to a Kohen, she too, as long as she's there, her father can benefit from it. And there was a four machlokas regarding a case of a lighting in a Beis HaMishta, and either in a party house or in a house of mourning, where Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Shimon had a machlokas regarding that. But ultimately, Paskin like Rabbi Shimon, namely, that you're allowed to light the truma both in a party house and in a house of mourning, because we are lenient in both of those cases. We assume that in a party house, people are not going to move it because they have nice clothes, and in a house of mourning, people are not going to move it because there's a more subdued atmosphere. Have a great day, and Mazel Tov as we finish Maseches Trumos.